Where in the Bible will I find that only the truth will save? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. We are interested in the truth, and we must know the truth in order to know that we are saved. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," John 8:32. Not only will the truth free men and women from the bondage laid upon them by reason of ungodliness, but it will free them from the shackles of error into which so many have fallen through the devices of Satan. The only field in which the devil has to work is the minds of men. It is through men that Satan has advanced his cause upon the earth. As a result, the religious world is plagued with a maze of confusing doctrines, commandments of men, and myriads of traditions. This is the devil's work. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. It is supremely important that we be made free from the traditions of men and the shackles of error. Jesus said in his day that there was a certain class of people that had made void the Word of God by their traditions. Matthew 15, verse 6. Jesus in Matthew 15, 8 and 9 said, "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching for their doctrines the commandments of men." God would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, according to 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. Christians have an innate desire to see the will of God done upon the earth, and they too would have all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. All spiritual truth is derived from the Word of God. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," John 17:17. To the Word of God we must go, because it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps, Jeremiah 10:23. Realizing that our welfare upon the earth and the destiny of our souls when we come to die are contingent upon conforming our lives to the truth of God, we ought to desire the truth in religion above all other things. David said, "The steps of a good man are directed by the word of the Lord," Psalm 37:23. In place of asking what would please you in worship, let us say and do that which is pleasing to God in our worship to Him. Obeying only the truth will save us.